We welcome you back courtside at the Max Sports Complex, where we are winding down our halftime show, which is presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, good vibe. Monmouth trails Hofstra 45-36, alongside Steve Bazzaz. I'm Eddie Acapinti, and we'll take a look at our first half stats. We made enough, you know, made enough of a stink that we got some stats here at halftime. Steve went over it with Josh at the break a little bit. Deion Jones leading the way for Monmouth, 11 points. Andrew Nicholas had 9, 6 for Tyrone Ogaro. I like this stat line. I'm going to combine two players. Justin Robinson and Josh James went a combined 8 points, 5 assists, and just one turnover in that first half. Monmouth shoots 36% for Hofstra, 14 for Chris Jenkins, 10 for Zeke Upshaw. The Pride shoot 48%. They out-rebound Monmouth 24-22. But all in all, not a bad half if you're a Monmouth fan.
No, not a bad half at all. It came in spurts, and there was some defensive lapses, especially on Jenkins, where he had 4 threes. If you take Jenkins out of the equation here, Hofstra doesn't really have many shooters, with the exception of Nesmith, who could fill it up a little bit. But really, Jenkins is a big part of the Hofstra offense with those 4 threes. The Hawks must find him and close him out and not give him any open attempts. Offensively for the Hawks, things got going good for them when they were able to get in transition, so they have to get stops, and they have to put the ball in Robinson's hands and let him create.
Well, he has it here to begin things, as Monmouth will go left to right as we begin the second half. Robinson finds Zach Tillman down low. Big Zach spins to the middle of the floor, misses a short one, and Kone comes down with it.
Zach hasn't been able to use that left hand yet.
Upshaw out of control in transition. A foul is called. It'll be a blocking foul called on Andrew Nicholas with 19:33 to go in the second half. I know, Steve, point of emphasis this year, but I think an out-of-control player is still an out-of-control player.
I completely agree, but because of that point of emphasis, especially in the beginning of the year, right, I think the refs are really going to drive it home.
That call come conference play could be different. Either way, Deion Nesmith will inbound. Both teams with their original starting fives on the floor. Zeke Upshaw getting signals barked out to him from Joe Mihalik. Drives around Nicholas. Wraparound pass, no pass. The foul will be called first on Zach Tillman. Tillman, in that first half, just played 5 minutes. That's his first foul. He's now 0 of 3 from the floor.
And Tillman was late getting over that time. As Upshaw went to his left hand and that side of the lane, Tillman's got to slide over and get there sooner.
Nesmith tried to inbound it under the basket. Ball out of bounds. They say, who did it go off of? It's now, they're talking, it was off of Monmouth. So Hofstra will try to inbound again. This has been an interesting go of it for Deion, who gets it in to Jordan Allen. Top of the key, Upshaw. Had 10 points, 2 assists in that first half. Drives on Nesmith. Spins, lays it in, puts it in.
And Tillman's got to come over and be a lot more aggressive with his help. He came over and kind of put one hand up. He's got to step in strong, go straight up, both hands, and be more of a better help defender.
11-point lead for Hofstra. And a Monmouth turnover here. Ogaro threw one away, trying to get one to Justin Robinson. And Coach Rice is going to call a timeout. He does not like what he saw the first minute, 8 seconds, here in the second half. Hofstra 47, Monmouth 36. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we'd like to remind you that the Monmouth women's basketball team tips their season off tomorrow at 2 p.m. hosting Yale. I'm sorry. They are hosting Yale. I get my Ivy Leagues mixed up. The men host Penn Tuesday. The women's team hosts Yale 2 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets still available. 732-263-5735. 732-263-5735, or by emailing hawktickets@monmouth.edu. Plus, you can go to the ticket window on game day. The men have their first home game Tuesday night, 7 p.m. They'll host the University of Pennsylvania, that game at 7 p.m. Here, the Hawks trail Hofstra 47-36 with 18:52 to go in this second half. Steve, what are a few things you'd like to see Monmouth do? They haven't started the half great here over the final 18:52 in order to get back into this contest.
Well, we talked about how with Gonzalez out of the game, Hofstra doesn't really have a true point guard. We talked about it a lot in the first half. maybe Coach Rice is saving it for later on in the game, but I'd like to see the Hawks turn up the full court pressure. Maybe that means they have to go small and pull Tillman out and maybe go with a small lineup. But I would like them to see turn the full court pressure up. Also, they have to get stops, because if they get stops, they can get outlets to Robinson, and then it allows Robinson to create in space and in transition.
Hofstra ball moving right to left here in the second half. Upshaw, cut off baseline, goes top of the key. Jordan Allen picks up his dribble, hands off to Jamal Robinson. Now Deion Nesmith gets a ball screen from Kone, drive and kick. Robinson gets into the lane, but Robinson, the other player, Justin, will be called for a foul on Jamal with a hand check.
Yeah, that's one of those point of emphasis calls there again, because there really wasn't much contact there at all. But Robinson put his hands on him just a little bit, and he got the foul call.
Well, you know, Steve, I think what they want to do is get some offense back in basketball. College basketball games the last few years haven't seen much scoring. How do you do that? It's hard to play defense now. Jamal Robinson, tough shot over O'Garrow, puts it in.
Well, they might increase scoring, but they're also going to increase whistles, which I don't think anybody wants to see.
Agreed. 49-36, Hofstra. Deion Jones, the only double-digit man for Monmouth. He has 11. Josh James is in for Andrew Nicholas now. Justin Robinson cut off baseline, picks up his dribble. Gets it back from Tillman, now around a screen. 12 on the shot clock. Skip pass to Deion Jones. Drives baseline up and under, blocked. Deion gets it back. Double clutch is blocked. Now a foul call. Deion Jones will have two free throws.
I love the way Deion Jones attacks the basket. Again, I want to see him get better at finishing around the basket, but he really does attack the basket really well. You know, watching Hofstra play defense here, it seems like they're going to stick with their zone D. You start thinking about shooters like Colin Stewart and like Christian White. Now, Coach Rice said last year to us that, as Jones makes the first shot, that Monmouth fans, that Christian White is going to be one of the best shooters in school history. There's no better game for Christian White to play in than a game where a team's playing zone. Conversely, while he is not a great defender, maybe then the Hawks say, all right, if we bring Christian in, maybe we fall back into his zone. The only guy that's really proven to be a good shooter is Jenkins on Hofstra. Know where he is, fall back into his zone, and let guys like Christian White and Colin Stewart let it fly on offense.
Yeah, Stewart, after a block and a turnover, has yet to see the floor. He didn't look good in limited action. Deion Jones makes two free throws. Monmouth now trails by 11. Robinson turns it over. Deion Jones with a nice steal. And then he lost it. Now Kone, 2-on-2 with Jamal Robinson. Shot at the rim is blocked. Let's go back the other way now. Up and down we go. Josh James for Monmouth. We'll slow things down after a crazy sequence. Max DeLeo goes down low to Zach Tillman. Big Zach double team. Couple of dribbles. Picks up his dribble. Now goes to Josh James, top of the key. O'Garrow down low, Max DeLeo, and Max is fouled before he can deliver a pass to Tillman with 16:58 to go.
The big guys that Monmouth have are so raw. Yeah, they're big guys. They have a lot of potential, but they're so raw right now. It's like when they catch the ball in the post, it all has to work out so perfectly for them. They have to have the right position. They have to catch the ball perfectly. The pass has to be perfect. It all has to work out so well for them to catch it and score it, that in reality, when they are catching the ball down there, they're really catching just as passers. And they're not doing a bad job, though, of catching the ball and looking opposite and kicking out that way.
You heard the sub horn. A lot of substitutions in the game for Hofstra. We'll run down the lineups after this possession. Deion Jones shakes free, misses a three. He gets his offensive rebound and puts it in to cut the lead to 49-40.
And credit O'Garrow and Tillman fighting down low, making the ball come loose. Deion Jones fouls his shot. Rarely people do that now. And he's able to come up with a loose ball and put it in.
Nesmith, Payen, Waconi, Allen, and Jenkins, the five pride on the floor. Waconi goes right into Zach Tillman, and Big Zach will be called for a foul. I thought he may have shuffled the feet a little bit, and instead, that will be Big Zach's second foul.
I thought he walked. I thought they missed that one. I also thought Tillman was straight up. But we're not biased or anything. I think we're pretty fair when it comes to referees, Eddie, right?
I think so. I mean, we'll let you know if it's a good call or a bad call either way. Obviously, we've got the blue tint on. And Waconi misses a free throw. Chris Brady will come in. That means it's the first time I get to say my favorite phrase after that missed free throw.
Go ahead.
Ball don't lie.
You're so Generation Now.
Can I still say that, even though Rashid retired from the Knicks? I'll explain that later, during the year, folks. Don't worry. Stephen Waconi makes one free throw. It's a 10-point Hofstra lead, 50-40. Next opportunity, we've got our first out-of-town score check presented by Coke as a member of the MAC. We got one other MAC game going on this evening, or game involving a MAC team. Ball movement here by Mama. Josh James into the lane. Tough shot, no good. Waconi, rebound and kick. Jenkins, pull up for three, right into Leo's face. Missed it short. O'Gara with the rebound.
That's not a good shot by Jenkins right there. Really contested by DeLeo.
Under 16 to go. Whistle away from the ball. An offensive foul as Chris Brady discarded Stephen Waconi. That'll get us to the under 16 media. 15:57 to go in this one. Hofstra leads Monmouth 15-40. And we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. We'd like to thank our good friends and premier sponsors helping us make this broadcast possible. Coca-Cola, World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue in Sitton Falls, McClune's Restaurants, and Surf Taco. Again, thank you for your support of MU basketball this year. Let's now take a quick look at our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Two other games involving MAC teams currently, or one currently being played, one we have yet to get an update on. Siena is leading at home in an intercity matchup with Albany, 37-30, 1 minute to go first half there. And Marist, former NEC rival, current MAC rival of this MU team, is on the road at Stony Brook tonight. That scheduled for 8 p.m., no score check yet on the handy-dandy app. Those two games involving MAC teams. Obviously, this is Monmouth's first season as a member of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. That's why you see the little patch on the left leg right there of the MU players, the names on the back of the jersey, and why you're going to see some improved basketball played inside the MAC, both for Monmouth and the opposition, I would say, all season long.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be really a breath of fresh air in the MAC, Eddie, to see some of these new teams come in. And, you know, no more, nothing against those schools, but no more, you know, Sacred Hearts or St. Francis PAs, and you're going to get Ionas and Manhattans and Siennas coming, and that's exciting.
Very excited about this season. Steve, we have Monmouth doing what you asked earlier. They're going to bring a little full court pressure here as DeLeo pressures Nesmith. Now into the front court. Dion, top of the key. Jordan Allen, left-hand dribble to the wing. 20 on the shot clock. Top of the key. Jenkins catch and shoot. Missed it to the right. Rebound comes down to Chris Brady. Nice outlet pass to Josh James. James, head of steam to the basket. Shot, no good. But he's fouled. Two free throws coming for the freshman.
Very impressed with the way Josh James attacks the basket. The Hawks really have to start running. That's what they need. They need stops. They need to get running. If they can get stops and get running, it doesn't let Hofstra set up their zone defense, which the Hawks have struggled with in the second half here.
And then also you take out of the equation your, you know, inexperienced bigs, maybe your lack of three-point shooters right now. As James makes the free throw. Back to single digits at 50-41. Zeke Upshaw checks back in for Darren Payton.
I'd like to see the Hawks run some traps at Dion here. Dion Nesmith talking about with him playing the point guard position, he's really playing out of position.
James missed the second free throw but got it back. Out to DeLeo for three. Too strong. Upshaw lost the rebound out of bounds. Good box out by O'Garo. MU ball, 15:24 to go.
And you really got to credit O'Garo and his hustle and his motor making that happen.
Nicholas to inbound. He gets it into Brady. Top of the key, O'Garo. Pressured, but now goes over to DeLeo. Another three. Got this one to go. Max DeLeo with a triple, 50-44.
And great seeing Max DeLeo hit some shots with all his energy that he brings. If he can start knocking down a three-point shot consistently, what a huge lift that would be for the Hawks.
Upshaw, skip past to Jenkins. Waconi picks up his dribble. Hands for Nesmith, 18 on the shot clock. Nesmith gets into the lane. Leaves one. Shot blocked by DeLeo. Loose ball. O'Garrow comes away with it. Monmouth, four on one. James behind the back. O'Garrow dunks it with two hands. It's a four-point game.
Wow, what a sequence for the Hawks, Eddie. That was unreal. Dion Nesmith got away with a charge. That should have been a charge. Red stepped in. But the loose ball, the outlet to O'Garrow on the tip out, Josh James running the floor, and then the behind-the-back pass, and O'Garrow slams it home, and all of a sudden we have a game.
And Joe Mihalik is hot right now. He's going after two of our officials this evening, 50-46. Big run here by MU to cut this lead to four, 14-42. To go in this one.
You know what else I love to see? It's so exciting. The whole bench on the Monmouth side, when that dunk went in, the whole bench erupted. It's really a lot of fun seeing all these guys and all the young guys playing hard. They're going to take their lumps, absolutely, but there's going to be moments like that that make it a lot of fun.
I'll tell you, exciting end-to-end action here the last couple of minutes, and the team, and we've done a good job not mentioning it because I don't want to mention it, but the team we saw against Lemoyne in the exhibition is not the team we're seeing here this evening.
You know what? I think it was a program-wide wake-up call. You know, that, guys, we're young, and we have to go make it happen. It's not just going to happen. You know, everybody, there's potential everywhere for this team, but they have to go out and play like it and make it happen themselves.
Monmouth pressuring full here. Hofstra breaks the timeline. 14:31 to go. Robinson back into the game. Guarding Nesmith. Dion loses him. Lost the ball on the way up. While Coney comes down with it. Brady with a block. Out to Upshaw for three. Too strong. O'Garrow with the rebound.
Chris Brady's length has been a huge part of this game.
Nicholas, a heat check three. That is a kind way of saying ill-advised. Miss long. Rebound while Coney. And a Monmouth foul on Josh James.
Yes, very kind adjective. Not a great three right there from Red. Hawks have a lot of momentum going. You want to see them attack the rim there in transition. But Chris Brady's length has really been a big asset for the Hawks. He's really making a lot of things happen down low.
Couldn't agree more with Monmouth trailing 50-46. Greg Nowak in, Tyrone O'Garrow out. Hofstra breaks the MU pressure while Coney reverse layup is good.
That time Chris Brady committed too far on the help. He's got to fake help a little bit and then get back to Coney.
Back to a 6-point game. James, he'll try a three. And can't get it to go on a friendly roll. While Coney with the rebound.
That's two now quick threes from Nicholas and then James.
Monmouth almost took it away from Nesmith. Instead over to Jenkins. Can't get that one to go. Ball out of bounds off of Jordan Allen. 13:40 to go, second half. Monmouth, trailing by six, gets the ball back. This game has been played in flurries a little bit. And now we'll see what Monmouth can do after cutting it to four. Hofstra looks to seize the momentum back a little bit. Now the Hawks will try and score half court. Robinson drives, scoop layup at the rim. No good. Tipped rebound out to Josh James. Josh, beautiful pass to Chris Brady, who lays it in.
Nice job by Josh James, and when he gets the ball, he's really going to the rim and going to the rim hard. Nice drop off to Brady, and Brady's able to put it in.
Tell you, these freshmen are fun to watch, Steve. Robinson all over Nesmith. Dion, shot at the rim is blocked, but a foul called. I believe they'll get the big man, Chris Brady, for the foul. It'll be his third. But I'll tell you, foul called. I thought Chris played pretty good D. He came down late, hit the arm, but he played good defense.
He did play good defense, and he might have gotten him with the offhand with some body a little bit, but Chris Brady, his length has really been a great asset for the Hawks in the second half. Keeping the ball alive, blocking shots, tip-ins, finishing at the basket. He's really done a very good job.
Three subs come in. Tyrone O'Garrow, Max DeLeo, Marcelo Hudiger, Brady, Nowak, James go out. Nesmith goes 2-for-2, pushing that lead to 54-48.
Hofstra back into that 2-3 zone.
And for the first time, we get to see Adam Savion into the game for Hofstra. He's also the first Division I player whose name sounds like a wine. Robinson, driving kick to DeLeo. Big three for Max DeLeo. He cuts this game in half. 54-51.
How about Max DeLeo knocking down threes? Making it happen on the defensive end, adding a three-point shot to his repertoire, that would be really great for the Hawks, not only in this game, but all season long.
Kone out to Jenkins for three. An air ball answer, and that goes out of bounds. Mammoth Steve will get it back, trailing 54-51, 12:25 to go. And when this looked bad, when it was an 11-point deficit earlier in this half, how about this turnaround from the young Hawks?
And now it's all about sustaining the run, keeping the momentum going. You know, you had some quick threes from Red and James, maybe a bit of adrenaline. You just have to sustain the run and keep doing what got you there.
Robinson, top of the key. O'Garrow down low. Tyrone loses it. A foul is called. It'll be the fourth team foul on Hofstra. They call it on the floor as Savion picks it up.
You know, and DeLeo is not known to be a shooter, but when you start hitting shots and you do the things that Max does, your teammates start to trust you. O'Garrow was about to throw the ball to DeLeo, who was open again in the corner. We might have seen another three-point shot from Max.
You know, in the first half, we were saying maybe Mammoth needs another shooter in the game. Well, Max said, wait a minute, I can shoot it a little bit. Inbound to Hudiger. O'Garrow now has it top of the key. A lot of time on the shot clock. Robinson for the tie. Too strong. O'Garrow offensive rebound. Missed it once. Missed it again. And the rebound pulled down by Allen.
And that's O'Garrow had a point blank. Great offensive rebound, but he's point blank at the rim. He's got to finish those. Great rebound. Got to finish.
Under 12 to go. Allen, top of the key. Upshaw. Hands it back to Jordan Allen. And he's fouled by Max DeLeo. Only Mammoth's eighth team foul. And it comes with 11:35 to go in the second half. We step out at the under 12 media. Hofstra 54, Mammoth 51. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Mammoth fans, we want to remind you that on December 5th, your Hawks will take on their rival, Ryder Brunch, at 7 p.m. on a game televised on ESPN3. Come out and support the Hawks as they make their first MAC appearance at home on television. And also, MAC fans, this is the moment. The 2014 MAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to the MassMutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, March 6th through the 10th. For exclusive ticket deals, please visit the Multipurpose Activity Center box office. Steve Pizzazz, Eddie Acapinti courtside with you. Mammoth trailing Hofstra 54-51, 11:35 to go, second half.
You know, with all the momentum going on, I actually really love the sub by Coach Rice. I know he hasn't played yet all game, but Christian White's in right now, and he's in for one reason. It's to be a zone buster on the other end of the floor.
Jordan Allen terribly misses a free throw, and then there's a whistle away from the ball. They're going to call Tyrone O'Garrow for a foul after the free throw. That's Mammoth's ninth team foul. Only four on Hofstra with 11:35. So now Zeke Upshaw will try his luck at the line. Tough call.
That's a tough, tough call.
Upshaw makes the free throw.
What they said is that Tyrone had his arm like wrapped around the guy or even kind of clenching his jersey a little bit, but that's a tough, tough call.
So Upshaw made the first, second on the way. He makes that one now, so they lead back to five at 56-51.
And that's 2 points now. Yeah, it was a three-point game, now it's five. A tough, tough call there.
Robinson working it here, along with White in the backcourt. Hofstra back into the zone. Robinson, top of the key, drive and kick. Christian White, deep triple, an air ball. Deion Jones, offensive rebound, put back miss. While Coney pulls it down, rush shot by Christian.
And that time Deion Jones was on the baseline, should have went to the other side of the rim for a reverse.
Nesmith, drive and kick. Jamal Robinson buries a three. 59-51, Hofstra leads.
And this game went from 3 to 8 after that O'Garrow foul call.
and the pride in this game of runs have counterpunched. White tries to go down low to O'Garrow. Loose ball down low. And Coach Rice got a timeout called before a jump ball could be called. Hofstra leading Monmouth 59-51. 10:43 to go. Second half. Steve, you're Coach Rice. What are you saying in the huddle right now after, like you said, this was a three-point game. Now it's a eight-point game, rather.
Well, it's a game of runs. You got to keep your poise. Yes, they just now they answered our run. They've gone on a little run of their own. Now they're up eight. Now we have to do our run again. So you just have to keep your poise. Don't get away from what got you here, what got you coming back. And you got to make shots. You know, sometimes it's as simple as that. You know, Christian comes in because he's a great three-point shooter. He got an open look. He just didn't hit anything. But you know what? It's really tough to sit all game long, and then your first offensive possession, you get a deep three. He was open. But that's his role, and he's going to have to get used to doing it, too, because that's going to be his role. There's always a role for somebody who can shoot like Christian. There's always going to be a role for a guy like that, especially against teams who play zone.
He'll stay on the floor with Deion Jones, Tyrone O'Garrow, Justin Robinson, and Marcelo Hudiger. Skip pass to White on the wing. Left block, Hudiger. Steps through. Tough shot at the rim while Coney pulls down the rebound.
Tough shot. Thought there was some contact. No call.
Nesmith. Little shake and go. High off the window. No good. While Coney put back, count it, and a foul. Momentum is that fragile that now Hofstra is up by 10 and shooting for an 11-point lead.
You know, we'll see if Coach Rice goes back to Brady in a bit. Brady really made a lot of things happen with his length. We were talking about that earlier. We'll see if Coach Rice wants to go back to Brady.
And maybe even Zach Tillman. You probably need some more offensive punch in the lineup. Stephen Wacconi shooting for a three-point play. Makes it 62-51. Credit the pride. They're on an 8-0 run of their own. 10:18 to go in this one.
As of right now, the call that kind of changed the momentum was that O'Garrow box-out call that put Hofstra back on the line. That's good. To me, as of right now, that's a turning point in the second half.
Deion Jones has 15. He's been quiet for a while. Throws it over to Robinson. Hands off top of the key, Josh James. James gets a screen from Hudiger. Bounces it to Robinson. Over to Jones, corner three. Got it to go. He's got 18. Big shot from Deion.
And that's a big shot from Deion Jones as the upperclassman stepping up, kind of bringing down the momentum a little bit of Hofstra. Huge shot from Deion Jones.
Jenkins over to Nesmith. He'll try to answer with a three. He can't. Hudiger rebound. Outlets to James. Finds Robinson. Pop and pull three. In and out. Hudiger rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. Credit the Monmouth Big, Steve, in this game. They have been doing their job pretty well.
Absolutely, and Coach Rice has a nice rotation with them, and that's something that he said in the preseason, too. He's just going to keep rotating all of them in and out. I don't know if they're used to playing big minutes yet. So Tillman, Brady, and Hudiger are all going to rotate. They're all going to play their role. And like you said, they're all doing a pretty good job.
Hudiger at the foul line. Monmouth down by eight. Misses the free throw. Hard. Too strong. Andrew Nicholas, Max DeLeo check in. Justin Robinson and Tyrone O'Garrow take a seat. 9 minutes, 25 seconds to go in this one. Hudiger banks the second one in. Why not? And Monmouth now down seven, and they're going to extend pressure full.
You know, now we could see the momentum switch to Monmouth's side. It's just been a really funny game of runs here, Eddie.
Nesmith with DeLeo on him. And they'll call Max DeLeo for a foul. That's his third foul. And they'll call. You know, it's tough. They're going to call. The point of emphasis this year is on hand checks and block charge. And now Deion Nesmith goes to the line for two because Monmouth's in the double bonus.
Yep, and that's something that I certainly feared going into the game is the Hawks getting into the bonus and getting into the bonus early. the ref I talked to before the game.
He made the call.
He's made every point of emphasis call so far in the second half, including the Tyrone O'Garro box-out call. I'm starting to regret asking him about the new rules.
Nesmith went one of two. He missed the second one. Monmouth clearing the rebound. And they're moving to our right. Andrew Nicholas to Josh James, top of the key. 9 minutes to go in this one. Hawks getting to some half-court offense. DeLeo over to Deion Jones. Finds Josh James. Josh steps into a long jumper, and he got it to go.
That's a great shot by Josh James. Head fake, goes by the defender. One dribble, left-handed into the lane. Pull-up jump shot. Love the shot.
Nesmith will try to break the MU pressure. Over to Jamal Robinson. He airballs a long two. Josh James rebound. He's going to push. James, a lot of contact in the lane. He's fouled on the way up. I'll tell you, he attacks the basket like a running back. And he'll go to the line to cut into this 63-57 lead.
Josh James is so strong, and he's showing it that when he has the ball, he's going to go to the rim, and he's going to go to the rim hard. When he develops a more consistent jump shot, and that pull-up jump shot's phenomenal, he's really going to be a tough guy to stop.
He'll have two free throws with 8:34 to go. Not the biggest as he makes the first one or quickest player, but he has a lot of confidence. You called it swag earlier. He has a lot of confidence for a player who is so young, but I think, Steve, he goes so hard to the basket because he's sure in himself. You know, he's not bigger or quicker, but you know what? He's a scorer.
Absolutely. And that strength really is going to help him as MAC-level play, you know, heats up later on in the year. His strength is going to help him. I like this lineup on the floor, too. You got Deion Jones playing the four, O'Garro the five. So they're small, but they're very quick and athletic.
And they'll pressure here with Monmouth trailing 63-59, 8:25 to go. Top of the key, Jenkins. Picks up his dribble over to Deion Nesmith, top of the key. Drives baseline tight onto Leo. Beautiful up and under, but he missed it. While Coney battles O'Garro for the rebound, DeLeo comes away with it. Monmouth can now push with numbers. James, right around, while Coney lays it in. It's a two-point game. Josh James has 11. I think we have an inadvertent whistle here. Actually, they're going to, and I saw this previous play, Deion Nesmith is a little hobbled right now. Limping a bit on that ankle on the previous play, Steve, on that up and under drive. Obviously, we don't wish anyone to be hurt ever, especially a guy we know so well as Deion. Hopefully, he's okay. 8:01 to go. Monmouth has cut this lead to two. Run, and now Monmouth counterpunching.
Absolutely, and you know, you don't really know until the lights come on about certain guys. I think the future looks really bright with Justin Robinson and Josh James.
Oh man, Hawks are in a ton of trouble here. Jordan Allen, double teamed. I thought he traveled, but Joe Mihalik got the timeout call. It comes under eight. We'll keep the action right here on the floor. 7:52 to go. Monmouth trailing 63-61, Steve, and they waited till the second half to apply the pressure that you called for, and it has proven dividends with this two-point game.
Yeah, and I really think that was a travel, too. And, you know, we could probably harp on the refs every broadcast, Eddie, but for the most part, it's been a fairly officiated game, I think so. I thought there's been a couple ticky-tack calls, but like we've been saying, we're going to see that throughout college basketball, especially early on in the year with some of the different points of emphasis. So we're going to see a lot of ticky-tacks to start.
We'd like to remind you, University Subs is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. U Subs offers 10% off to MU students and employees and free delivery to the Monmouth University dorms. 7:52 to go in this one. Hofstra 63, Monmouth 61. We know Coach Rice doesn't play the moral victory card, but I love how his young team has battled back in this one.
Yeah, and you worry about that. When you're on the road, you got a young team, the home team goes on a run. How do your guys respond? And so far in this game, they've responded well.
Jordan Allen, driving kick to Jenkins. He has been quiet. He missed another one there. Deion Jones with the rebound. Max DeLeo, full head of steam to the basket, ties the game. 63-all, 7:33 to go. Nesmith back the other way, loses it, but it's off of Monmouth. Steve, we'll get to the under eight timeout. A brand new basketball game. 7:28 to go. Monmouth and Hofstra all tied at 63, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services providing food service, facilities management, and uniform and career apparel to healthcare institutions and universities just like Monmouth. Aramark is proud to be Monmouth University's official dining services provider and visit their concession stand on game day. Monmouth and Hofstra all tied up. Basketball's opening night on the college rank. 63 all, 7:28 to go, second half.
Really what kind of kicked off this run here for the Hawks was that Deion Jones three-pointer in the corner. I believe they were down 11. The Jones three made it an eight-point game, and then the Hawks started going from there. And really the difference in the second half, too, Hofstra shot 48% in the first half. They're down. They're only shooting 27% this half.
And here they turn it over. A beautiful play by Justin Robinson to tap it ahead to Andrew Nicholas, who is hacked going to the basket. He'll have two free throws with 7:24 to go in this one. How about the heady play by the freshman to just tap past the ball over to Nicholas?
You know, and the Hawks really do look good when they're in transition and when they're getting stops, and Robinson's kind of leading the break and James is getting the ball in space and getting to the rim. They really do look good in transition, and that's the way Coach Rice wants to play.
Nicholas has 9 and has struggled mightily from the foul line tonight. Andrew Nicholas has 9 points. He's now 0 of 4 from the foul line.
Yeah, and he missed those three foul shots at the end of the half if they're getting fouled on the three-point shot. And like you say, Red's too good of a shooter to struggle at the foul line like that.
He makes the second one to give Monmouth their first lead in a long, long time.
Now we'll see how Hofstra responds to having the lead most of the game and now being down one.
It's 64-63, Monmouth under 7:15 to go. Nesmith picks up his dribble. Goes over to Jordan Allen. Skip pass over to Jenkins. His shot swatted out of bounds. I believe Josh James was the player that got it. And it'll be forward and ball.
And look
at
the athleticism on the floor with Robinson, Jones, Ogaro, Josh James, and Andrew Nicholas. This might be the Hawks' best lineup that you're going to see this year. And with DeLeo, you can't really take DeLeo out of the equation here. He's played such a great game.
Upshaw to the basket. Wave off the made shot. The foul was called on the ground. It'll be two free throws for Zeke Upshaw with 6:58 to go. I believe the foul will go on Josh James. He now has 3. Josh was the second Hawk in double figures. Deion Jones has 18. Josh James has 11. Andrew Nicholas has 10. Zeke Upshaw at the foul line. His first free throw ties the game at 64 all.
This has really been an exciting game, huh?
Been a good game. Been a very exciting first night of the college basketball season. Going to be fun as Upshaw re-gives Hofstra the lead. Going to be fun, Steve, to watch this team grow and develop with the youth and inexperience that they have. Hofstra again goes zone. Coach Rice calling signals. 6:45 to go. Robinson around a screen, top of the key. Pulls up and puts it in. Hawks back on top by one.
What a shot by Robinson. Getting into the lane and pulling up over the big guy and putting it in. I love the pull-up jump shot. The best shot in the game. Josh James and Robinson both have it in their arsenal. It's great to see.
6:20 to go. Nesmith drives. Beautiful find down low. It's Jordan Allen, two-handed dunk. Hawks will go back the other way. Josh James, reverse layup, answers. Hawks back on top by one.
The Hawks get the ball right out of the rim, advance it up the floor. Jones to James, reverse layup, and the Hawk big guy sealing their guys down low, taking away the help.
Under 6 to go. Nesmith tried to bounce one down low to Allen. It was kicked out of bounds by Nicholas. Max DeLeo will check back into the game. He'll take out Andrew Nicholas. So now that small Monmouth lineup has gotten even smaller with Tyrone Ogaro now playing center.
It's probably gotten more athletic, though, with Nicholas coming out and Max DeLeo coming in. They really do have an athletic lineup on the floor.
Waconi airballed a jumper, and Deion Jones has it. Monmouth now up one with the ball. Max DeLeo, pump fake, gets his man in the air. Bounces it down low to Ogaro, shuffles it to Jones. He misses it, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two.
You know, with these five on the floor and with Red Nicholas This is a lot of fun. This is I think the lineup that Coach Rice might be finishing a lot of games with this season. Also, matchups are going to play into that because the Hawks are going to see a lot, you know, some really big teams on their schedule. But this is a really fast, athletic lineup and a lot of fun.
5 minutes, 39 seconds to go in this one. Mammoth leading by one. Deion Jones misses the free throw, his first miss at the line in this game. Musa Kone in, Stephen Wakone out, Chris Brady in, Tyrone Ogaro out. We have a finish on our hands. It's only night one.
It's been a lot of fun so far, Eddie.
Jones' second free throw gives MU a two-point advantage, 69-67, 19 points for Deion. Nesmith will advance it with under 5:30 to go. Throws one down low and a foul called on Chris Brady. That's Brady's fourth foul.
And that's where it gets so hard to guard the ball on the perimeter. That ticky-touch fouls that we're going to see makes it really hard for the guy guarding the ball. Max is kind of at a disadvantage. The Hawks are in the bonus, so every time there's a foul, Hasha's going to go to the line.
The lefty Kone gets a friendly roll on his first one. Mammoth over the double bonus. Hofstra has 18 fouls, so MU shooting 1-1. The next foul that the Pride commit. Kone's second free throw, also good. We're tied at 69, 5:32 to go. This has been a really, really good game. Hawks working it on the perimeter here. They dump it down low to Brady. Lefty turnaround is no good. Kone pulls it down. Upshaw to the basket. Lays it in.
That's where Brady's got to get back there. I don't mind his shot. He was close to the rim, turned to his left hand. But he's got to get back.
James driving kick. Deion Jones triple. Buried it. Huge shot for Deion Jones.
What a play by Josh James getting into the lane, drawing the help defense. Upshaw, who was hurt on the play, was all the way back, so he wasn't back on defense. The Hawks had a 5-on-4. James got into the lane, kicked to Deion Jones. Nobody was guarding him because Upshaw was on the other end, and Jones bangs home another huge three.
He's got 22, a game high. Mammoth leads 72-71. Steve, this team had a tough time, really an impossible time, scoring in their exhibition game. You said it. You turn the lights on as Upshaw gets a nice applause, and you don't know what you're going to get out of some freshman, and man, oh man.
And it's great. And Robinson and Deion Jones, he's still a young player too. He's only a sophomore eligibility-wise, so you got Robinson, Josh James, Deion Jones. You got some young guys playing a lot of big minutes and really making a name for themselves in this first game.
4 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Kone drives around Brady and sends it in with two hands to give Hofstra a one-point lead.
You know, Brady has played a really good game. I think it's time to go back to Ogaro for Brady. Put that small lineup back in, more athletic and faster.
They dump it down low to Brady. Robinson over to James. He'll try a three. No good. Kone with the rebound. Hofstra leading by one with the basketball. Nesmith loses to Leo. Misses a shot at the rim. Loose ball down low. And the two teams fight for it. They're going to award possession and a timeout to Joe Mihalik and Hofstra. 4:08 to go. We'll keep the action right here on the court. Hofstra leads Mammoth. Let's reset the game. 73-72. 10 team fouls on the Hawks, 8 on the Pride. Mammoth with 2 timeouts left. Hofstra has 1. Steve, Mammoth was down 11 early in the second half. And now it's been nip and tuck and back and forth these last few minutes. What have you seen from MU as Nicholas checks in that gives you confidence that that the MU Hawks can pull this game out?
Well, Hofstra has kind of gone cold from three in this half. They've gotten their points at the rim most recently. Deion getting to the rim, Upshaw, Kone. So the Hawks are going to have to start guarding the rim better. And they got to get out and run. And when they do get stops, they got to stay aggressive and keep running. Then when the play goes back into the half court, and against the zone defense, they just have to be patient. They're getting wide open looks right now. And now you just got to take your time and knock them down.
Nesmith has it top of the key. Ogaro's actually guarding him now. Put a bigger player on Dion. They go down low to Musa Kone. Picks up his dribble. His shot is good off the back rim and in. 75-72, Hofstra. Max DeLeo pumps it a three back the other way. Robinson does the same. And now goes to Dion Jones. Under 3:40 to go. Robinson loses it. Ball out of bounds. They don't know who it was off of, and they're going to say off of Hofstra. So Mamet will get it back with 19 on the shot clock. We'll step out for the under 4 media timeout to a chorus of boos from the Pride faithful. 3:34 to go. Hofstra 75. Mamet 72. Bring it back for the conclusion of this exciting night, opening night of college basketball season. 60-second break, and we're back on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings around. They're your location and headquarters for college and NBA basketball all season long and the rest of the NFL and college football season as well. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. Hofstra leads Mamet 75-72, 3:34 to go in this one.
Coach Rice had the time out there to draw up a play. We'll see what he comes up with. The Hawks like to run some lob plays off the zone. Here's a shot for Red out of bounds.
A three to tie the game! Big shot for Andrew Nicholas, 75-all.
Coach Rice has so many great plays he runs out of timeouts. That time they get a screen to zone there for Red coming out of bounds after inbounding the ball, and he knocks it down.
Nesmith to answer, short. Dion Jones with the rebound.
What a huge shot from Red.
And a big stop here. Justin Robinson wheeling and dealing to the basket. Gets it to go. The little guy gives Mamet the two-point lead.
Robinson getting into the lane. Tyrone Ogaro with the seal again. The Hawks big guys have been phenomenal at that. They've probably gotten 10 points off of those seals. And the little guy's getting into the lane.
Mamet 77-75, 2:40 to go. Kone out of bounds. It's off of Dion Jones with 19 on the shot clock. 2:42 to go in this game. What an exciting way to begin the college basketball season. Inbound to Jamal Robinson. Now Dion Nesmith will run the point around a Kone screen. Pulls for three. Way off the side of the iron. And it goes out of bounds. It'll go to Mamet. 2:33 to go. And the Hawks holding a two-point lead.
All right, now the Hawks, like we just said, they have a lot of nice things that they run. James is going to come back in for Ogaro here.
I think Coach Rice is explaining what they want to do offensively.
Hofstra's showing a little full-court pressure. We'll see if they go back. It looks like they're going to try to trap out of it.
Nicholas deflected. Goes into the MU bench off of Hofstra. 2:24 to go. Steve, it looks as though, are they going to try to man up here, or do they stay zone?
Looks like they're staying zone, Eddie, in that 2-3.
Robinson calling signals with a right-hand dribble. Over to Josh James, right back to Robinson. He spins, has to go top of the key to Jones. Josh James in the corner. Robinson triple. Buried it! Huge shot for Justin Robinson! It's 80-75 Mamet! Oh my goodness! The freshman five in a row!
The Hawks have six threes in the second half. Hofstra, I think, is 1 of 11. If I update the stats correctly, Hofstra's 1 of 11 from 3 this half. The Hawks are 6 of 14. That's been a huge part of this second half. Both teams have 3 turnovers in the second half, so it's been pretty well played from that angle. But the shooting and the 3-point shooting has really made a difference. Robinson, how much fun is this guy to watch? He bangs a three in the corner, and the Hawks are now up 5 with 2 minutes to go on the road in the season debut.
I'll tell you what, if this is what the season has in store for us, I got to drink more tea. Got to get some honey in that tea. 2:05 to go. Mamet 80, Hofstra 75. That 5-point deficit was 5 in a row from Justin Robinson, who is playing an immaculate floor game in his first game as a collegiate point guard. Josh James has played well. Deion Jones leads the game with 22 points. And I'll tell you what, Steve, now, you know, it's hard for teams to learn how to win. You're up by five, on the road, hostile environment, opening night. Long way to go. It's still 2 minutes and 5 seconds. But this is a statement right now.
This is so much fun watching these guys. And I'm looking at Rick Callahan over at the bench. He looks, like, so happy. And I know that he is so high on a lot of these freshmen. And watching them play, I know how pumped up he is and how happy he is. Hopefully the Hawks can pull this out.
I can do the game in Ricky voice.
I don't know how many listeners we would get in Ricky voice.
10 people just turned off their radios. We are under 2 to go. Opening night college basketball season. Monmouth leading Hofstra by 5. Down low, Kone gets free, wave off the made shot. A foul will be called on Tyrone O'Garrow. It's his third foul.
A nice play from Coach Mihalik off that timeout. Little rub screen, getting the bigs to dive to the rim and get in position. O'Garrow gets caught behind.
Musa Kone at the foul line. He's got 8 points in this game for Hofstra. His first free throw is good. Good touch for the big guy.
Last year, Kone only shot 55% from the line.
Looks like he improved that number here in the offseason. And he makes them both. 80-77, Monmouth leads.
All right, big possession, Eddie, up three. You want to see your guys have some poise. You got the ball in Robinson's hands. Get a good possession and a good shot here.
105 seconds to go. DeLeo to Robinson, top of the key.
Hofstra and man.
O'Garrow left wing. Top of the key, Max DeLeo. Deion Jones, 14 on the shot clock. Going to isolate. Nice crossover. Pick out Robinson. Another three. This one's short. Max DeLeo gets an offensive rebound. Down low, Josh James lays it in.
How about that fundamental play by Josh James? DeLeo, another great hustle play with the rebound. Josh James, head fake, slide step dribble to the other side of the rim in a reverse layup.
The poise by these freshmen has been amazing. 65 seconds to go. Nesmith called for a five count. Max DeLeo forces a five count turnover on Deion Nesmith with 65 seconds to go, and Monmouth leading by five. Oh my goodness.
Max DeLeo making things happen all over the floor. I'm surprised there was no timeout called there.
And I think Deion Nesmith, Steve, I think he's cramping up. I can see the cramp in his left calf. Poor Deion. I think he was the player that was trapped, and he couldn't step to pass it. They'll bring a player on. It'll be Zeke Upshaw.
You're right. Deion looks like he's hurting a little bit on the sideline. And Deion's really been thrust into a tough position here. No point guard for Hofstra with Gonzalez being out. Deion's had to play point guard all game. We know the Hawks like to get after you and pressure you.
With different players, too.
Absolutely.
1 minute, 5 seconds to go. Monmouth will have the basketball with a 5-point lead. Under a minute left in this one. Robinson, he's been fantastic in the second half. He drives, leaves one for James, shuffles it to DeLeo. Max pump fake, long two, got it! Monmouth up 84-77. Max DeLeo has 10 points.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't love the shot by Max, but Max is playing with so much confidence. He puts it in. This has been an incredible game, Eddie.
Upshaw will try to answer with a three. Too strong. Guess who with the rebound? Max DeLeo. Steve, turn the shot clock off. There's 30 seconds to go, and now Hofstra has to foul.
And you know what
Allen,
I see? I'm so sorry to cut you off, Eddie, but you know what I see right now? I see a worn-out Hofstra team, and I see the Hawks with so much energy and so much intensity, and Hofstra to me looks tired, and I don't know if they realize what just happened. The game turned so fast.
I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
This has been a great game. It's been so much fun, hasn't it?
This is unbelievable. A team, as Robinson goes to the line for 1-1 with 29 seconds to go. He misses that. Kone with the rebound. Upshaw will bring it up. Finish the thought in a minute. Upshaw is fouled by DeLeo, who is trying to force a tie-up with 21.6 seconds to go. Steve, a team that lost to a Division II school in an exhibition. It was the first time a lot of those guys have played in college. It was the first time even more of them played in college for Monmouth. And now they're 21 and a half seconds away from beating a Colonial Athletic Association team on the road as Upshaw makes his first free throw.
They're also down 11 in the second half. And, you know, there's so many people to credit in this game and so many players. Robinson's been phenomenal in his debut. Josh James has been phenomenal. Deion Jones, after redshirting for a year, hit so many big shots and hit the shot to get Monmouth back into this game and get them rolling. The big guys have all played their role so well. It really has been a team win for the Hawks. I probably said win a little too early. There's still 21 seconds left, and the Hawks are up six. So it's been a team game so far. See if the Hawks can pull it out in the last 20 seconds.
Kone has to take a seat. I think he has blood on his jersey. That'll get Stephen Wakone into the game.
Now foul shooting becomes key in this game. Obviously, Hofstra's going to foul. Robinson missed the front end last time, but the Hawks have to capitalize on the foul line.
Missing the free throw there is Upshaw. Josh James pulls down the rebound, and he is fouled. 18.7 to go. Monmouth up 84-78, and Josh James will have two free throws. And I don't want to be premature, but a lot of the Hofstra fans are going to do that. They're heading for the exits.
The Hawks have a real major six players right now with James, Jones, DeLeo, Nicholas, O'Garo, and Robinson. I think we've seen a lot from that six, and then you just got to have the big guys play their role down low.
Josh James in his collegiate debut makes that first free throw and makes two. He's got 17. Monmouth's up 86-78. We didn't even see a lot of Greg Nowak, who was Monmouth's best player the other night. Upshaw misses one. Tapped out to him. Now Jenkins will try a three. That's his first three in a long time. With 7.2 to go, it cuts the Monmouth lead to 86-81. Deion Jones inbound to Josh James. He's fouled by Jenkins, with Monmouth leading by five. So still some work to do here. Leading 86-81.
Yeah, two. I would assume that two makes here from James would end this game. That time Max DeLeo tipped out the rebound. Got to try your best to get two hands on it and come up with the rebound. But boy, what a game Max DeLeo has played too. And we've seen some offense from DeLeo, which we haven't really seen in the last 2 years. He's hitting jump shots. He's hitting threes. It's really been one heck of a game and one heck of a team game for the Hawks.
Josh James makes the first free throw. So much poise for a young man. Made them both. He's got 19. It's 88-81 Monmouth. There's 6 seconds left. Count it down. Upshaw brings it up. 3, 2. Upshaw makes a three-pointer with 1 second to go. But Steve, Monmouth's up 88-84, and that'll do it. The Hawks, this baby team, down 11 in the second half. 12 underclassmen, no seniors, win 88-84 in Game 1 of Year 3 in the King Rice era at Monmouth University.
Eddie, this has been so exciting to watch this game, and hopefully we have more exciting games like this throughout the year. There's so many guys to talk about, which makes you think that this was such a team win. Josh James in his debut, Justin Robinson in his debut. Red Nicholas with a huge three. Remember, off the media timeout, Nicholas gets the huge three off the great play from Coach Rice, drawing it up. He hits the three to tie the game, and then the Hawks go on another major run. Deion Jones was phenomenal in this game, really hitting some big shots. Deion Jones was phenomenal. There's just so many guys in this game that played a great game. It was so much fun. Here comes Coach Rice.
We're going to get Coach Rice for his live post-game interview here. We're going to get a few quick minutes of his time post-game on the floor at the Mac Sports Complex after Monmouth defeats Hofstra 88-84 to begin the college basketball season. Coach, your team with 12 underclassmen and no seniors was down 11 in the second half and came storming back to win. Your overall brief snapshot of what you just witnessed.
First off, I just want to say, believe, compete, succeed. That's what it was all about. All right, I saw that big blue wall. Everybody's been pulling for us. The campus community has been unbelievable. It just, these kids, I've been trying to say to everybody, this is a special group. Either way, if this game would have came out the wrong way, These kids are a special group. We need to get behind this group of guys and love them and put our arms around them and come and fill the building up, because special things are happening with this group. It's going to happen with this group.
Coach, that was a phenomenal game and so much fun, and we're pumped up over here. I'm sure you guys are so pumped up. And the bench, and the watching the reaction of the bench, it seems like the team is so close and so together and are really excited for each other when they do well.
I'll tell you, it's college basketball. It's college basketball. I told everybody, these kids are incredible. Okay, they're the right type of kids. They fit everything about Monmouth. They want to be here with us. They want to be the kids to bring it back. So they are as tight as any group I've ever been around, and I've been around some tight groups. I'm just so proud of these kids. I'm sweating under my suit. It's just exciting, exciting night for our team.
Coach, there's so many guys who played huge roles in this game, and you've had freshmen making their debuts and some veterans like Andrew Nicholas and Deion Jones. But something I wanted to bring up was the way the big guys sealed down low when the guards were getting into the rim and scoring. We made a big deal about it on the broadcast. I thought it was something that was really phenomenal for you guys, and the big guys really playing their roles well.
Well, I have to give credit to their high school coaches. Okay, those guys really worked with those kids. They were big old boys. They didn't get a lot of shots, but they got taught how to play basketball when you're a big man. And once the nerves wear off and these guys get the understanding of the speed of the game, our big men are going to be tremendous. Did you see Marcelo going after rebounds with two hands? Chris Brady trying to protect the rim. Nice jump hook, didn't go for him. They're so big, guys flop, and then we get fouls. And we're going to teach them. I taught them to run into them like that because I wanted them to do that, and I didn't think guys would stand there. But Hoster does a good job. Joe is a great coach, and they got their guys to stand in there and bang our big guys.
Coach, final question from us. And as a former guard yourself, I know you like to see great guard play, and you got it from two. You got it from a lot of players, and obviously we can't understate what Max DeLeo and company did. But talk about your freshman backcourt tonight of Justin Robinson and Josh James. They each scored double figures. They don't play like 18-year-olds out there. They look mature beyond their years, and they were huge in that second half.
Well, both of those kids are great players, and I said that they would be guys that would take us to the next level. And, you know, Justin pulls up, hits a three. Crunch time, first college game, 2 minutes to play, he jumps up and bangs it. Josh just kept getting to the rim when they were tired. And really, those two, Deion Jones was big a lot of times today, too. Everybody, I'm so happy for these kids. Great win for Monmouth. Believe, compete, succeed. And I got to go, guys, because my team is waiting for me. Summer Rice got it done. Julian Rice, Daddy 1-0. Talk to y'all soon. Thank you,
Thanks,
Mama
Coach.
Fans. Let's come out on Tuesday night. We got a very tough Penn team coming in that we're going to see what we can do with the building being full.
Coach, we appreciate a few minutes. Thank you for coming
okay.
over right
Thanks,
away.
Thank you, guys.
That's Monmouth head coach King Rice, victorious tonight in the first game of year three in this historic season as Monmouth will begin play in the MAC this year. Steve, what we're going to do right now is step out. We'll collect our thoughts. When we come back, we have some hardware to give away. We'll give away our player of the game presented by McLoone's Restaurants. We'll take a look at final game stats, and we'll look ahead to that upcoming game with Penn presented by Coach USA, all after a 2-minute timeout. Monmouth victorious over Hofstra 88-84 to begin the college basketball season. We're back in two to wrap things up right here on the Shore Sports Network. We are back courtside with you at the MAC Sports Complex on campus at Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York, where Monmouth University began the 2013-14 basketball season with an 88-84 win over the host Pride. Huge, huge win, Steve. Again, before we look at stats and give away our Player of the Game award, this Monmouth team, and I'll never say it again after this time, was hit or miss, to be kind, in that D2 exhibition that they lost to a good Lemoyne team. And I know a lot of fans out there were kind of unsure about what they saw from the team that night. After what we just saw over 40 minutes, there's a lot to be optimistic about with this young, exciting, enthusiastic group of student-athletes.
The future absolutely looks bright. And Justin Robinson and Josh James were phenomenal in their debuts as college basketball players. And then some of the veterans were also phenomenal. Andrew Nicholas hit a huge three. He got going a little bit in the first half, then hit a huge three to tie the game. Deion Jones hit some huge shots. The Hawks were down 11 in the second half. Jones hit a three, making an eight-point game, and then the Hawks were able to get back into it from there. And Max DeLeo off the bench probably forced at least five Hofstra turnovers. But what also Max showed was that he can play some offense, too. He hit some threes. He hit a pull-up jump shot. He attacked the basket. It was just such a team win. And then all the big guys playing their role. Just a great, great win and a great way to start the season.
Quick look at our statistics before we get on out of here. And, Ray, we appreciate you hanging with us. Monmouth puts five players in double figures. Deion Jones leads the way with 22, 19 for Josh James in his debut, 13 for Andrew Nicholas, 11 for Justin Robinson, and 10 for Max DeLeo. Tyrone O'Garrow quietly, 8 points, 9 rebounds. Deion Jones just missed that on a double-double. He had 9 rebounds. The Hawks shoot 48% in the second half, 42% for the game. They also hit 6 of 10 threes in the second half. And, Steve, they end up hitting 12 of 17 free throws in the second half, which was big in this win. For Hofstra, 22 for Zeke Upshaw, 17 for Chris Jenkins. He had 14 at halftime, really did nothing in the second half. 10 points apiece for Musa Kone and our favorite Hofstra player, Deion Nesmith. Kone added a double-double with 10 rebounds, but the Pride just shoot 35% in the second half. They only go 3 of 15 from 3 in the second half. And Monmouth, actually, the younger team, out-rebounded Hofstra 48-40, including 19-4 on the offensive glass. And final stat before we pick our player of the game, Monmouth, 18 assists, 11 turnovers for a team with a true freshman point guard.
And that's a great stat. And Josh James had 5 assists. Josh James had 6 assists, and Justin Robinson had 5. So 11 assists for the freshman backcourt of the Hawks, and that's a great stat. And again, they really did play a clean second half. They had 8 turnovers at halftime, only 11 at the end of the game. So 3 turnovers, and the 3-point shot started falling, and Hofstra went cold from 3 in the second half.
It's now time to award our player of the game, presented by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations and catering information. I don't know.
I would say the nominees are probably Deion Jones, leading scorer, Josh James had 17, Justin Robinson, and also Max DeLeo.
I know.
There's so many guys to choose from. Eddie, I'm gonna put the onus on you to come up with a player of the game.
I'll be honest, it's a really tough look. Obviously, you can say that one guy did something that was more important than the other, but then you have to go, well, I don't know. Max's shot was huge. Justin's three was huge. I'm actually going to go out on a limb, and let's go ahead and give it to the leading scorer for the Hawks, who carried them throughout the first half and into the second half. And because maybe Justin and Josh hopefully do this a few more times.
You know what? I really agree, Deion Jones. I was actually hoping you would go there. And I say this because for one reason. It was 62-51. Hawks were down 11. Jones bangs a huge three in the corner on the left side to cut it to 8. And that got the Hawks back into the game.
Deion Jones is our player of the game, presented by McLoone's Restaurants. He goes 5 of 15 from the floor, hits 3 threes, goes 9 of 10 from the foul line, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, and a steal in 31 minutes of action. So there you have it. Night 1, year 3 of the head coach King Rice era, and it starts with a win. The Hawks were down 11. They have no seniors on this team, and they went on the road at a CAA opponent, defeating Hofstra 88-84. Steve, final thoughts.
My final thoughts are that game was a lot of fun. There was so much excitement in the game. It was really great to see the young guys get up and down the floor. And the future looks bright. And let's be honest about something. There are going to be times where they're going to look young and they're going to take their lumps. But we also see the potential in a lot of these players, too. Josh James was phenomenal attacking the rim. Justin Robinson is so fearless and was great running the show and hitting big shots. The veterans stepped up. It was a complete team effort, and it's going to be exciting watching them develop throughout the year.
We now take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. It is Tuesday night, November 12th, this coming Tuesday. Monmouth, their home opener against the University of Pennsylvania at 7 p.m. We will reiterate the point Coach Rice made. Come on out, fans. This team worth checking out. Also, check out the women's team 2 p.m. tomorrow. They open the season with Yale and then the men's team Tuesday night. They host Penn. For tickets, call 732-263-5735 or email hawktickets@monmouth.edu. We are back on the air tomorrow, 12 noon kickoff between Monmouth and Wagner. We're still on the gridiron for three more weeks. Myself and Matt Harmon will have the call for that one. It was myself and Steve Bazaz that had the call for this one. Sir, great job as always. I know we'll get you on many of the broadcasts during the season.
Eddie, it was great. Thanks for having me.
For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, and the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, Ray Malaspina pushing the buttons back in the studio, I am Eddie Acapinti, thanking you for listening to this exciting, thrilling college basketball game. Monmouth victorious in their season debut, 88-84 over Hofstra. We appreciate everyone listening tonight. Good night, everyone.